Is he saying roof? That's a roof. Unless it's a roof and it's down by the creek. That's the Pennsylvania Dutch in me. All right, everybody. Good evening. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Let's get this party underway. And we'll start with This Week in Men Crying.
The Week in Men Crying. Memphis Grizzlies head coach Dave Yeager after the Grizzlies were swept from the NBA playoffs by the San Antonio Spurs.
I can't tell you enough how proud I am of every guy that is in that locker room and has come through that locker room. This season's been hard. It's been really hard. And I could have quit. Could have not made the playoffs. And every day they came out and they fought like crazy. This was not planned. That's all I got today. Thank you for a great season.
LA Clippers head coach Doc Rivers after losing stars Chris Paul and Blake Griffin for the rest of the NBA playoffs.
I'm not crying over being discouraged. Brad made me think about my mom, so thanks, guys.
The Week in Men Crying.
There'll be no crying up here at Oracle. That's for damn sure. Bring them on, whoever it shall be. What's it looking like?
So here's the deal. I was just doing some research before I got on the air to figure out who the Warriors' next opponent's going to be. So the Trailblazers are playing the Los Angeles Clippers in the best of seven series.
Right.
Trailblazers lead that series 3-2. They play tonight in game six. They win that game. The Trailblazers win that game, that is. They're going to win the series, and then their series against the Warriors, the second round of the NBA playoffs, will probably begin early next week. We're not quite sure of the date and time on that yet. If the Trailblazers lose tonight, then they'll have to play another game with the Clippers, Game 7, and the winner of that will face the Warriors. That means the beginning of the second round of the NBA playoffs for the Warriors will start in the middle of next week.
Okay. All right. So let me. Who do we want? I mean, I think everybody wants the Clippers up here, but.
Well, I think they'd like to see the Clippers because of the whole L.A. Bay Area rivalry.
Right.
Plus, the Clippers aren't that strong. I mean, we just heard that they're missing two of their players for the rest of the playoffs, two of their key players. But it looks like the Trailblazers are probably going to win. They only have to win one out of the next two games. So.
All right. And Steph's knee?
From the last I heard, he's going to be out for, it was 2 weeks, so it'll be not this coming week that'll be ready, but the following week that they're going to reevaluate and he could be ready to go.
Okay, that's interesting. So what I haven't heard lately, I mean, I hear the chatter about the knee, but what about his ankle? Is that with the sprain in his ankle?
All the chatter has been about his knee lately.
I know, right?
So I think this knee injury is what's keeping him out of action, for
all
sure.
Right. Okay, let's talk about the chaos that went down last night. And good stuff. We'll start with the good. And that was the 2016 NFL Draft. Let's begin with that.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
And then his teammates went.
The NFL Draft. The Los Angeles Rams select Jared.
That's over in Berkeley, yeah.
Yeah, right. That's fantastic.
His teammates were going nuts. That was, I believe, a Instagram video that they posted. It was like 30 seconds long or whatever, and it was just great to see that energy over on the campus.
Congratulations to all those guys. I mean, it was just fantastic. As a matter of fact, he made Kimmel's show last night.
Have you thought about the first irresponsible purchase you might make with the new money that you're about to get?
I think I'm going to get like a nice massage chair, and that's probably not very useful for more than a month.
We get you a sharper image catalog immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any interest in being the bachelor while you're here? No, nothing, none at all, huh?
No.
Do you have a girlfriend? Can we get you a Kardashian or something like that?
No girlfriend.
We really want you to be happy while you're here.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, he's going to be living large. I mean, can you imagine going to be the first quarterback for the Rams in Los Angeles?
Well, yeah, so there's that.
Oh, I don't know. Is he going to be a quarterback? I might have that wrong.
You're right. He is going to be a quarterback.
Oh, he is a quarterback.
Yeah,
okay.
You guessed right.
All right. Well, wow. Okay.
So he's the franchise quarterback, number one pick. First time a team's been in L.A. in decades now.
Right.
So it's going to be a good feeling for him, especially with the big signing bonus that comes with being the number one pick in the NFL draft.
And he seemed rather humble about it. And here's another cut of him talking about being the first round pick.
Truly a dream come true. I mean, something that you kind of dreamed about as a kid. And for it to become reality is awesome. And at the same time, though, I'm taking it as an honor and something that I'm going to have to, you know, prove them right, that they made the right decision.
And since you're going to be in Hollywood, you won't have to work with crappy microphonies anymore. That'll be the great thing.
Okay, great. All right, now let's get back to being professional. Just for a second, I mean, I'm not going to get carried away or anything. And then my second favorite story. So congratulations to Mr. Goff, Jared, and everybody at Cal. I mean, that is just fantastic.
Yeah, it's super news for the entire Bay Area, all Bay Area sports fans, I think, even if you're a Stanford fan.
All right, let's get to the big... the bong da dong dong. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a crazy story. So the offensive tackle, and I guess it was offensive too, Laramie Tunsil was supposed to be as high as the third round pick.
Oh, no. He was chosen in the first round, Drex. He was supposed to go as high as three. Earlier this year,
right.
He was projected as high as even number one. And so his stock fell very quickly last night after his Twitter account was hacked and this video was posted of him smoking out of a gas mask bong.
Bong, right. Yeah, so here he is in the draft.
With the 13th pick in the 2016 NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select Laramie Tunsil, tackle, Ole Miss.
What's amazing to me about all of this is now this has become must-see TV. I mean, back in the day, nobody even watched this. I don't even think it was televised, was it?
No, and I think that it was just 1 or 2 days, and now it's a 4-day event. They have a red carpet like it's the freaking Oscars.
Why not?
Or the Grammys, yeah, and they're, you know, they're talking to everybody on the red carpet, and it's a big deal.
Okay, so just before this was going down, just 13 minutes before the draft was supposed to start, a video was posted on Tunsil's Twitter account showing him smoking a bong out of a gas mask. Both the video and the account were deleted shortly afterward. Tunsil says his account was hacked, apparently by somebody who wanted to sabotage him. That's not a stretch. I mean, even the stupidest person in the world wouldn't post any video when they're literally in the audience in the draft, so it definitely wasn't him. He later admitted that he did smoke pot and it was a huge mistake. And I don't know if all that's necessary, but he passed all of his recent drug tests and he said, quote, I promise to work very hard on and off the field. And there's talk. This is really bad that it was Tunsil's stepfather was the one who hacked into his account because they're not on good terms.
Oh, yeah. No, there were charges, domestic abuse charges filed earlier this year that were later swept under the rug or whatever. The charges that they didn't go through for whatever reason. And so these guys just definitely don't like each other.
So later, the stepfather, I guess, was asked by TMZ and he said he had nothing to do with it. But I mean, my God. And of course it went viral. It's a horrible look.
Did cost him 10 spots in the draft, Drex, it's going to cost him millions of dollars at the beginning of his career. Millions.
That sucks.
And it's just an awful move. Whoever posted it has something very strong, has some very strong negative feelings for this guy.
Could you get over that?
Oh, no. If I found out who it was, I would be absolutely livid. I mean, that's not just you, it's your family. You know, he could have bought a nice house and made up for all of his past wrongdoings with his stepdad.
Well, if he did it, allegedly, I don't know, says he didn't. He denies it, but that's the rumor out there. You're absolutely right. I mean, How cruel. Here, by the way, here's what Laramie Tunsil had to say about being hacked.
I'm not worried about that right now. I just know I got hacked, and we're trying to find out who did it. But like I said, I'm blessed just to be here in the NFL. I'm blessed just to be a part of the Miami Dolphins organization.
So how'd we do, 49ers?
I don't know.
That's all right.
I don't know.
It wasn't in the headline.
Yeah, no. I mean, they need a lot of help. I think it's obvious, so... Anything's got to be an improvement over last year, hopefully.
Right. The Philly Eagles picked Carson Wentz from North Dakota State, and then I guess the Chargers picked defensive end Joey Bosa from Ohio State, and so it goes. But, again, I wonder, do we know what Jared Goff is his salary is going to be with the Rams? Do they disclose that?
Well, there's a negotiation. They do ultimately, but there's a negotiation period that starts now and will go right up until spring training begins. So they kind of work that out. And then signing bonuses are huge for NFL players because most of their money will come in signing bonuses. Anything on the back end of a contract isn't necessarily guaranteed. The teams can just cut you.
Oh, that's, so, yeah, this reminds me of the Tom Brady story coming out of New England now because, you know, I don't know what he is suspended for 4 games. We're going back to Deflategate now.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, well, the court said, you know, we're going to abide by this. And so he will be suspended. But what they did is because that'll cost him, I think, $8 million, the way I remember this. Whoever, is it Kraft?
Robert Kraft.
Yeah. He wrote him a signing bonus for $28 million. So it doesn't matter. It's apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Who cares?
But, I mean, that's if you're at the status of Tom Brady, you can get that treatment. If you're not, then you're not going to.
So, I mean, it was one of those, well, guess what? I'll fix you guys in the NFL. I'll give them a bonus because the NFL and the court can't touch that.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
He and gets that's the last laugh.
That's the way to get around it.
All right. All things Trump, including the insanity. Trump takes the oath of office, kind of, sort of, coming up here next.
Oh, please.
And Trevor Noah did this great bit last night on The Daily Show.
Yeah, it was really cool. So there's this rap song that is Trump-inspired, using a lot of quotes and tweets that Trump has sent out over the last year or so. And the video is awesome. So we'll have that song for you coming up.
It's amazing. That's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee.
It's Match Game 2016 on the Drex Radio Show. Tonight, featuring Richard Dawson, Michael Landon, Vicki Lawrence, Brett Summers, Charles Nelson Reilly, and Brian Pelletier from the KGO Newsroom. Oh, you remember
what
Match
name
Game?
Doesn't fit into that group?
Bart and Brett and Charles and Ava and Bill and Fanny. I loved Match Game. Well, it turns out that they're bringing it back. Yes, so it's going to Alec Baldwin will be hosting. And it's going to be a 10-episode run. It's going to be a summer replacement thing, which
That'll
is a great
fun,
idea.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, back in the day, that show, it was, they did so many things that I don't think you could get away with today. For example, some of the questions that they asked were, I don't know, a little dodgy, a little racy. The surgeon said, "This man I'm operating on must be a magician. When I reached in to pull out his appendix, I got blank instead." And let me see. I think it was Brett Summers who said a rabbit, but the more original answer from Betty White was a royal flush. Do you remember? It was just so much fun after school to watch it, and it was naughty. And we know this now because I talked to one of the ex-producers from that show sometime last year, and he would tell me the story that. And this was the way it was with a lot of talk shows. I mean, a lot of game shows, they film them all in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So they would get progressively drunker as the day went on.
Oh, yeah. I've heard the stories about even Pat Sajak and Vanna White doing that for Wheel of Fortune.
Dick DiBartolo is the guy I talked to. Yes, exactly. So by the time, and I didn't realize when I was getting home from high school, it was just this show gets it's crazier and crazier every day as we go towards Friday, because by the time we hit Thursday or Friday's show, they were all hammered.
Well, that's
Charles
perfect,
Nelson
too.
Riley,
I mean, that's what you want. You want to have your crazy shows on later in the week, right?
Dick Martin, Rip Taylor, Bert Convy. God, miss them all. So much fun. So we'll see how that works out. All right. You found this from The Daily Show last night. Is that right? Trevor Noah?
Yeah, this was last night. Trevor Noah's Daily Show. It's two of his correspondents. With a rap using Trump lyrics.
Okay, let's take a listen to this.
You can lead Ted Cruz, who's been killing our country. Lion Ted Cruz, use a picture of Milan. Yeah, careful, Lion Ted, I spit a beans on your woman. I be watching Martin Family, written by Moe. I never liked that nigga's persona.
Told you.
I had black guys count my money. The one who could beat Hillary. I'm not a Mitt Romney. Remember, I'm the only candidate who's self-funded.
Told you.
Make America great again. Fingers long and beautiful, look at these hands. I win, I always win. Some people say I'm very, very, very intelligent. Mexico is not a friend. Build the wall, I love the Mexican. Mexicans. Nobody has more respect for a woman. Heidi Klum, sadly, no longer a 10. True. Check me out, Democrats, they love me.
Woo!
Check me out, these Muslims love me. Stop hating these women, love me. These gays love me. Everybody love me.
Told you.
Check me out, Megyn Kelly, she love me.
Yeah.
Check me out, illegals, they love me.
You bet.
What it do, these veterans love me. Protesters love me. Everybody love me.
360, what's good?
Man, if Megyn Kelly stopped talking about me on her show, her ratings would drop like a rock. Well, I gotta go, man. The beat about to drop.
I have a great relationship with the blacks.
The blacks.
Politicians all talking to rats. I was down at 7-Eleven.
I
spent almost nothing on my run for president. All the women flirted with me on The Apprentice. If Ivanka were my daughter, then perhaps I'd be dating her. We have to have a wall done. Who's doing the raping? We have to have a wall done. Who's doing the raping? Check me out, Democrats, they love me.
Woo!
Check me out, these Muslims love me.
Oh, yeah.
Stop hating these women, love me.
Love
these gays, love me. Everybody love me.
Told you.
Check me out, Megyn Kelly, she love me. Check me out, illegals, they love me.
Love
what it do, these veterans love me. Protesters love me. Everybody love me.
Everybody.
I'm so good looking. I'm really rich. Part of the beauty of me is that I'm very rich. Don't respect women. They know it's the opposite. Ariana Huffington is unattractive. Happy Easter to all.
Trump actually said all of that stuff.
No, I know that he did. Yeah. How insane. That's a lot of fun. Trevor from Trevor Noah's show last night, one of his correspondents. But I have to tell you, so the protests got really strange and rowdy today at the California GOP convention in Burlingame. I thought it was embarrassing. I mean, I don't know how you feel about this. I think Chip and I are not always on the same page with things when it comes to politics, but we actually agree on this. The protesters, especially last night in Costa Mesa, man, you know, you're going about this the wrong way. What with the violence and the destruction of the police car and the rioting, this is wrong. I just feel this in my, you know, I get that sick sinking feeling today in my stomach when I was watching this unfold in Burlingame here in the Bay Area today. With the protesters, yes, they should be there, and I certainly support them. It's their First Amendment right to protest, and good for them. I mean, as you know, I'm not down with the Trumpkins, but I have to say this: the man might be the president, and we have to respect that. And he certainly gets to speak his piece, in peace, and the demonstrators need to protest in peace. It became something of a sideshow today, and not in a good way. I have to say this, watching it, especially now, last night, I'm so happy that what happened today wasn't SoCal last night in Costa Mesa, where there was violence and the destruction of the police car, and it completely got out of hand. It didn't go there today. I think there was one arrest, but they were hassling the people who wanted to come in and out of. I think the one guy said that he got beat up. There was one arrest made, a Trump supporter. Those things shouldn't happen. I mean, let that happen inside his building or his speech, if that's what's going to happen. I think, do you agree with me? 808-0810, 415 outside the Bay Area, 415-808-0810.
To be fair, I mean, has certainly said a lot of incendiary things.
Absolutely.
To cause this emotional reaction.
Absolutely.
From people since he started running last summer.
And yes, but we don't need violence and you know, burning things, bashing in police cars, beating people up.
Right, that's...
That's
what I'm saying is he's helping pull that reaction out of people in a way.
Absolutely. It's doing the reverse. It's helping him. I mean, that's what I was screaming at my television, was watching it. It was on every damn channel today. Locally, everybody was covering it. And then nationally, CNN and Fox were both all over, and MSNBC. And I thought to myself, man, this is just playing right into his hands. And then somebody's tweeting out, oh, we are a very tolerant community, even very accepting. And so his views are not welcome here. What? You know, first of all, you don't speak for everyone. And second of all, that's bass ackwards. We're very tolerant and accepting when we're very accepting, but his views are not welcome here. Come on. You know, there are people who support him. 44% of the GOP does in California right now, compared to Cruz's 28. Hillary's polling at 50%, Bernie at 42%. but let him have his say. And I don't even think it was handled properly by the authorities today, because Trump couldn't get through. And again, whether this was Hillary, you'd think the same thing if it was Hillary. She couldn't get through to the hotel. All right. They actually had to stop on the side of the road. I guess he had to crawl under a fence. OK, then he had to walk between concrete barriers and climb a hill. He had to jump down, climb up a hill. It was bad. It was bad. Now, you can't tell me that, you know, there are people out there to get this guy. And you have to say that would be the same thing with Hillary. There are people out there to get her. It wasn't handled correctly. Okay, and just to talk, we're getting lots of calls. Good. If you disagree or agree with me, I just think it's horrible. 808-0810. We're going to take calls in a minute. But then, just to my point, how this plays into Donald Trump's hands, listen to how he started his speech.
That was not the easiest entrance I've ever made. My wife called. She said, there are helicopters following you, and we did. And then we went under a fence and through a fence. And, oh, boy, I felt like I was crossing the border, actually. You know? It's true. Oh.
See?
I was crossing the border, but I got here.
Palm of his hand. Is that really what we want? I mean, it's like, give him a cupcake. All right. We've got all the lines are filling up here, so I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. You're listening to The Drex Show.
The office of President of the United States.
As the greatest president in the history of the United States, me, Donald John Trump,
and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So now ISIS has the oil. I'm going to bomb the shit out of them.
So help you God.
Mr. Trump, the Pope made a statement about you. I said, the Pope. To question a person's faith is disgraceful.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Are you a homosexual?
All right, we're taking your calls. So things have gotten out of hand. I mean, Mr. Trump has made two appearances in the Golden State. And you know, here we go. I have to say, yesterday in Costa Mesa, he was in SoCal, and it was a mess. People rioting and just got way out of order at night. Today in Burlingame, somewhat shady, too. I thought so. And what are your thoughts? 808-0810. And we will start with Antoine. Antoine, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hey, Drex, I really think that the protest and the violence is very necessary. Let me explain why. You have people who are very, very, very smart, who use our civilian, civilized society and want to use those rules while they engaged in uncivilized activity. So we don't have money to shut them down. We don't have silent protests to shut them down. And I feel badly because the only thing that people who talk about bombing the hell out of another person understands is bombing. Now, when people do decide to use violence, I feel badly because that happened in the 60s. But we were peaceful. Peacefulness has stopped. Gay Americans, African Americans, Latino Americans, all biased thinking people, when we decide to come together, they will have no power. But as long as we are divided, and I can say you're gay, I don't like you, you can say you're black, I don't like you, you're Latino, you're illegal, they are going to use that. So we have to use unilateral tactics such as controlled violence, that's what we use in our military, when people refuse to view things on a normal level.
All right. Okay, thank you. I've got a lot of calls to get to. 808-0810, 808-8810. I totally disagree. There's no reason for violence. There just isn't. I just totally disagree with him. 808-0810. Let me see. Let's go to Anthony in Concord. Anthony, good evening. You're on KGO.
Hey, Drexton, thanks for taking my call. No, I totally agree with you. You know, I am one of those people that loves to get out and get my voices heard. You know, I go out peacefully and protest, you know, in the old school way of Martin Luther King. You know, darkness doesn't overtake darkness, and, you know, the only way to do that is with love. you know, nonviolent protesting. But the best thing I think people should do is vote. That's your best protest you can do. People should be going out there and educating people in a peaceful manner, saying, hey, this is what Donald Trump's about. This is not what the American people are about. We are not for this misogynistic, xenophobic bigotry. You know, and if you don't agree with it, come out with us, educate other people so we can get beyond this and put this person, you know, back in his little spot where he belongs with the rest of those people that agree with him. And we can move on and justly just, you know, disagree, you know, in a conversation, but do it, you know, through your vote.
I agree. Thank you very much. Right on. I mean, and he just nailed it right on the head. I just believe that your vote is going to be the way to go with this. When people say, and they're tweeting all over the place, and you can tweet me at Generation Drex, D-R-E-X, no haters allowed in the Bay. Well, you know, it looks, because of his racist rhetoric, he's not at all wanted. This is not what the Bay Area is about. And especially this one. We are very tolerant. We are a very tolerant community and very accepting here. And so his views are not welcome here. Well, no, comprende, that doesn't make any sense. Let the man speak. He is the presumptive candidate for the Republican GOP for the presidency. Why would we not let him speak? 808-0810. Didn't think I'd sit. Did I ever think I'd be here sitting in the broadcast booth defending Donald Trump? Oh, gotta tell you. Okay, Patricia in Mountain View. Good evening. You're on KGO. Hi, Patricia. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Norm in San Jose.
Hey, how you doing? I just found it a little odd how everyone wants to support the cause and this, that, and the third, but then they'll, you know, use violence. I'm not for all that violence. I believe, you know, if you really want to further your cause, do the opposite of what people expect you to do. So just like Martin Luther King, he never fired a weapon. He never killed nobody. He never incited violence. Yet he furthered the cause more than anybody in any, you know, and he didn't use violence. So everyone who watches the people wild out and you know, do all this, you're doing what we expect you to do. If you do the opposite and use nonviolence like MLK did, I mean, you'd really further your cause.
Right. Yes. Go George Costanza and Seinfeld and do the opposite. Really, people. I mean, come on. If you think he's and his crew, his Trumpkins are filled with hate, fine, think that, but don't do the same thing as that last caller just said. It was a great call. Do the opposite. Okay, let's talk to David in Chico. Good evening, David. You're on KGO. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hey, Drex. Thanks for taking my call. You know, my father listened to KGO, and I've been listening to KGO for 50 years.
Oh, well, thank you.
And this is the first time. I haven't called a lot, but I did hear your comments about this, and I have a similar feeling about people behaving outrageously. However, what bothers me most is I'm a teacher, and imitative learning is a powerful influence over crowds. And if you behave badly as a teacher, you should be used to the fact that your students are going to behave equally bad. And I think he's been very non-presidential.
I totally agree with you. Yeah, I mean, and has he incited the violence that is going on, has been going on inside his rallies?
No, I wouldn't say that's causal. It's like saying that it's causal. But for a person who aspires to be in such a powerful, significant position to not be sensitive to the language that he uses is very disturbing to me. And I'm sure it's disturbing to many other people. And a lot of people don't have what is necessary to make a peaceful kind of reaction to it. They just have a gut reaction to it. So it doesn't surprise me that that's happening. That's basically all I wanted to say. And I really appreciate this. It's going to be a memorial for me to have been on KGO.
Oh, well, all those years. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you made it on my show. I appreciate it. And have a good weekend.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Great call. All right. Where do you want me to go here next? We're going to go down here to three. Let me see. Looks like the lines are filled. We've got a lot of people talking about this. As I said, and we began this conversation, I just think it's outrageous the behavior so far here that the protesters have demonstrated with their demonstrations of Donald Trump being here. Let the man do his thing and get the hell out of here. And by the way, if you support him, bring it on, 808-0810. I just think that it's just the wrong way to go. It sends the wrong message. As I saw this play out on national television today and locally on all the stations, all I could think was, oh, my God, people, what are you doing? This is playing right into the palm of this guy's hands.
Well, and it's just the beginning. I mean, we still have a full month before we vote in the primary, and these two visits are just his first two visits to California.
Natalie and Davis, good evening. You're on KGO.
Hi, I'm a graduate of San Francisco State and a retired public school teacher of 42 years, and I was there from 65 at San Francisco State till 72, and I was on the radio, on TV, and I was part of the students that were trying to work with President Smith at the time during the Black Student Union, and they did not want to negotiate. He was willing to go and put through the ethnic studies program, but these people are anarchists, and I am now a Republican. I was a Democrat, a native San Franciscan. I live in Davis, and I was at the Trump rally today, and these people are anarchists.
Yes,
and
they were there.
I was there inside because I'm volunteering for him. And their behavior is inconscionable. My husband went to school in Ferguson, Missouri. It is now St. Teresa of Calcutta, but he went to St. John and James. All those thugs from Chicago went down and ruined that community. And what did they ruin? All of the businesses of people of color. And I hate to use that because I'm an Italian, first-generation Italian. My parents immigrated. My grandparents immigrated from Italy. I have relatives in law enforcement, FBI. They work for the fire. They were firemen. We're all retired now. And we don't believe in lawlessness. And that gentleman who said you vote with your feet, you go and you vote. This is anarchy. And trying to shut down somebody's free speech, to me, is inconscionable. I would never in my classroom ever tell my students what I believe. It was more important for me to have them think about what they believe. I did not want to influence any of my students, and I do not see that.
Okay, I want to ask you, Natalie, because I've got to take a break here, and we'll take more calls 808-0810 about the nasty behavior that went on at the demonstration with Trump in town today. So you were inside the conference, okay, and the rally, all right? So did you fear for your own life and your own safety coming out of there? Because I know that the protesters were still there long after Donald Trump left.
Well, I left at 3 o'clock, and I got there. I left Davis at 5, so I was there by 7 because I know how these people operate. So I just, you know, you can't be afraid. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to shut down discourse. And you know what? One of the things I like about Donald Trump is you go to the table and you negotiate. Everybody has to win something. You have to listen to everybody's point of view, and that's what's missing in the discourse of education today. It's like if you don't believe, you know, I'm not a homophobe. I'm not a racist. I could have not been a successful public school teacher for 42 years if I was. And most of the people that I have worked with, a lot of them are conservative. A lot of them are liberal. But we liked each other, and we listened to the other person's point of view.
Yeah, I know, and that is so lacking. I'm sorry, Natalie, I've got to go because I'm running late. But we'll take more calls. Yeah, I mean, she's right on the money there. 808-0810. We'll be back with more of the conversation about what happened with Donald Trump in California today and last night. Just bad and embarrassing, I think. 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Let's take a look at traffic with Lee Graham.
That was not the easiest entrance I've ever made. My wife called. She said, there are helicopters following you, and we did. And then we went under a fence and through a fence. And, oh, boy, I felt like I was crossing the border, actually. You know, it's true. I was crossing the border, but I got here.
All right, Burlingame today. Not the mess that it was. A hot mess last night in Costa Mesa. Got violent. I mean, there was rioting and just way out of line, way out of order. But today, hey, there's no problem with chanting the slogans, racist, sexist, dump the Trump. Nothing wrong with that. That was fine. But as my previous caller was mentioning, a lot of anarchists there, troublemakers. They're on purpose. And it just plays right into his hand. And if you support Trump and you're going to vote for him, I'm sure you're going like, yeah, guys, keep it up. That's the way the man will be the next president of the United States. Those of us who are not for Donald Trump don't want to see him in the White House. It was cringeworthy. It was cringeworthy for a man who could be the next president of the United States, for violence to be going outside, for people afraid to go into that rally or that convention this afternoon and last night is despicable. It's not the way we behave. I don't think so. So let's begin here. 808-0810. We'll start with Patricia. Thank you for holding from Mountain View. You're on KGO.
Okay, thank you. Let me turn down this volume. Okay, I just wanted to say that I'm an immigrant. I don't have a vote. But I'd like to say if I did, I would vote for Donald Trump. Even though he talks about the immigrants, he doesn't understand. I work with those immigrants. I know how hard they work. Okay? And I want to say the people in Burlingame, what they did is wrong because they're showing Californians, they're giving them a bad reputation throughout the whole United States. Now, I believe that, you know, united we stand, divided we fall, but Mr. Trump says it like it is. And if he wants to say, hey, we got to get back to this country, what happened to love yourself? Love yourself first before you can give to others. Love the country first before you can give to others. This is my point. And the way those people acted up there, they should be ashamed of themselves.
I agree. Thank you very much for the call. Let's move on. 808-0810, Jim in Sunnyvale.
Hi. I was in Burlingame today for about an hour and a half. I got there after the violence, but I was there while Trump was speaking. And, you know, the TV plays it up. There were several hundreds of people there. Most of them were calm. There were a few F-bombs. But, frankly, people have a right to protest. It's not as bad as it looks on TV. And
last night in Costa Mesa was bad. Yeah.
Last night was bad, and if they'd held the event downtown, it would have been just as bad. But you're out in Burlingame, middle of nowhere. Nobody goes to Burlingame.
No, no one does. And I think that you know, from the point of view of security, it's good that it was damn close to the airport. So
it's controlled, right? It's off the freeway. There's no access to the hotel. I had to park a mile and a half away. So they definitely discourage participation.
Okay, so you were there, and you just think that it was the media blowing it a little bit out of proportion?
For today, yes. But the fact remains, the potential for violence is very large. You get in an urban area where people can easily access a site,
yes,
and there is going to be violence.
That mob mentality is what scares me. Thank you very much for the call. And, that's the whole thing. That's what happened last night. And God only knows can you imagine if I was saying to myself, and my other half, I said to her, I said, can you imagine if this were in downtown San Francisco tonight, what would happen? I mean, it would be awful. And that's really not what we want. I don't think that's the way we want to represent ourselves. If you don't like him and you think he's all about bigotry and racism and he's sexist and you want to dump Trump, well, you protest peacefully. That's what we should do. Not light things on fire, destroy police cars, beat people up. That's their side of the coin. Let me go to Carmen in San Mateo. Hi, Carmen. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, who do we got?
Hi, I don't know your name. Good evening. Oh, okay. Are we not? Okay, I don't know what we're doing here. All right. We're just going to leave it at that because I'm running out of time. So I don't know when he's going to be back here, but when he does return, I don't know. I mean, we can only do what we can do.
Well, I mean, no doubt he's going to be coming back.
He is going
to
come back.
To California and to the Bay Area. And some of the images that we saw from last night are very similar to what happened in Chicago earlier this year, just a couple of months ago.
And the media did play it up today, just like it was Chicago in March.
And if he
comes
here,
that's exactly what they did. You'll see it all night long on the news cycle.
If he comes here for an evening speech, there's going to be some things going down.
All right. For sure. We're going to move on. Yes, Joe Tobin is my guest coming up here next, and we're going to lighten things up. It is Friday night, people, so we're going to have some fun. So don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.